This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters in Islam, what is the relationship between charity and the Quran? Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu narrated and he said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ بِالْخَيْرِ. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous when it came to good. So that's not only with his wealth, but with his time, with his advice, with his knowledge, and so many things. He was so generous sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu said, وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلُ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. And during Ramadan, he was the most generous, especially when Jibreel would meet up with him and revise and review the Quran with him. فَلَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدُ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ. And as a result, the Nabi صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ's generosity was a lot more than the strong, uncontrollable wind. Now, I wanted to pay attention to the middle part of this hadith, where Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most generous when Jibreel would recite the Qur'an and review the Qur'an with him. Do you see a relationship here? The more you read Qur'an, the more you ponder over the Qur'an, and the more you contemplate the Qur'an and practice it in your life, the more and more you will give. And giving from that which you have is a detachment from this worldly life. When you become generous with your wealth and with materialistic matters, you are slowly and slowly detaching from this worldly life. And if you detach from this worldly life, you are coming closer and closer to the afterlife. And that is the reality of the Qur'an. The Qur'an, within this book, Allah Azza wa Jal talks to us about the afterlife, about the reward in the paradise, about the reward that is with Allah Azza wa Jal. And so whoever is being affected by the Qur'an, he will find himself withdrawing from this worldly life, detaching from it by giving, and he is coming closer and closer to the realities of the Qur'an, to the afterlife, and that which is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no doubt that in support of what I have just said to you, Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, indeed, we gave you سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِ, 7 ayat that are repeated and recited often, and that is Surah Al-Fatiha. والقرآن العظيم, and we gave you this huge Qur'an, this mighty noble Qur'an. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, immediately after that, he said, do not extend your eyes to that which we have given them of worldly luxuries and pleasures. Why? Because you have been given something much greater. You have been given the Qur'an. The one who is attached to the Qur'an and the message of the Qur'an, his eyes begins to be, he will lower his gaze from the joys of this worldly life and its luxuries, even though it's permissible to enjoy them, but your heart will no longer be attached with them. When you are called to give and be generous, you will give in the blink of an eye, because that is what is pleasing to Allah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept from us. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.